Well, good afternoon. We are a few drinks in with Christine and Christina. I'm Christine.
I'm Christina.
And we are a few drinks in.
We are a few drinks in. Thanks for tuning into our second podcast. We have really exciting news. We know it's only our second podcast, but we already have a live studio audience.
Yes. Yeah, there they are. Look at them.
Two people in our studio audience today, and we're really excited to have you here in case we need another drink. So you guys will be in charge of getting us more booze if we need them. Bartenders.
I know. It's more like we have just two bartenders who are unwilling bartenders.
I know.
One of the studio audience is doing a crossword. The other one's on her phone. So obviously they have captured the magic that is a few drinks in. They're part of the spirit. They're super fans.
They're obviously super into it.
Well, cheers to you.
Cheers as always,
we had
Christine.
A lot of problems getting our podcast onto the interweb, and now it's there.
It's there, and it's viral. We already have 48 listeners. We're pretty excited. I'm not gonna lie, obviously we re-listened to our podcast, and I will call myself out. I did slur my words towards the end of the last podcast.
Well, you that I moment? Mean, that is, we are a few drinks in. That's the risk. I know I made some weird grammatical errors, which I could have made sober, but being drunk definitely didn't help.
I know.
Which brings us to today's topic. Segue, really no segue.
There's no segue there. But
Our topic today is living arrangements.
Living arrangements. I think we've all done shady things for cheap rent in our past. I know I have, for sure.
Whoa, this sounds like it's going to get more sexual than it needs to.
I know. Some people want it sexual. What is our live
I think
studio audience?
Everybody wants it sexual. Our studio audience has not budged. They're both in their own worlds. So.
I know you guys can't tell by listening to us, but Christine and I are actually neighbors.
No, I like how you're like, you can tell by listening to us.
I know.
It's like, no one can tell. We're just two frightening male voices.
We're male voice on GarageBand, just so you guys know. Male voice. And you know what? I feel like, remember when we uploaded this on Podomatic, it assumed I was male as well. Do you remember that? It was like male. For some reason, everything on the interweb thinks that we're men.
Well, you know, maybe the internet's trying to tell you something.
You are wearing a Mets shirt. Oh, no. Yeah, you are.
Don't out what I'm wearing. It's a podcast. I could be in a ball gown right now.
Okay, you're in a ball gown.
Thank you.
You feel better now?
Yes, a ball gown and a male voice. It's all any girl needs to feel special.
That's true.
So yeah, right now, Christina and I, we live in an apartment building.
Right.
So there's two apartments on the bottom floor.
Yes.
Then four on the main floor.
Yes.
And then our landlord lives upstairs. If you're a killer or stalker, ignore this part.
It's very Three's Company already. Only, I guess the Ropers lived in the basement.
Yeah.
Do you think that our landlords come like Mr. Furley? No, not really.
A weird Macedonian Mr. Furley.
We have Macedonian Mr. Furley.
I'm sure his apartment is kick-ass, which has nothing to do with Mr. Furley. But he has the whole top floor, so he knows how to live.
And shockingly, he has a subscription to Men's Health magazine. Do you notice that?
Well, this is the problem.
If you've seen...
We finally engaged the studio audience.
Do you see that? I got a laugh off.
The problem with this apartment building is all the mail for the whole building comes through one slot and it's just on the floor, which I feel like could technically be illegal, but I'm not going to push it. Because I'm more worried about the fact we don't have a deck.
I know. We need a patio. We don't have a patio in case
we live in central downtown Canada.
Central downtown.
And to live in Toronto with no deck is literally a form of hell.
It's how we spend so much money in the summer because we have to go to patios.
Yes.
But then again, when you think about it, okay, so Von Hagen and I also used to live together in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Christine was the proud owner of my dining room. She used to live in my dining room.
Okay, so let's finish this thing and then we'll talk about LA because there's lots to talk about there.
Sorry, I jumped too soon. That's what happens.
I know, you got excited. You're wasted.
I'm wasted on my second tank house, man.
So yeah, so anyway, basically Christina lives across the hall from me and our other friend Jen, who I was roommates with in New York, lives like beside. So it's sort of, and then there's apartment four, who must be terrified.
They must be. I don't even understand how I've lived here for like 4 years and I don't even know those people.
Yeah.
And I'm a nice, friendly person. I don't know if you can tell by listening.
And then combined, there's five of us in three apartments, always screaming, always in the hall.
My door is almost always open, or I'm here, or I'm blasting Kesha.
Yes. All those things are true, which you would think would get anyone kicked out of an apartment. Obviously, our Mr. Furley is much more liberal than you'd think.
Macedonian Mr. Furleys are very kind.
Also, my door makes this insane... sound everything because true, it's, it does. It got fit anyway. Long story short, I barricaded myself out of my own apartment. I had these wooden folding chairs, which what adult doesn't have wooden folding chairs? And anyway, I always
for your kept studio
them,
audience
yeah,
right now.
The studio, the folded studio out, audience.
Lovely Anna Cunha.
Yeah, they are like living the dream.
It's
in
just
their
like
chairs.
Being at a TV show.
So basically, I kept these folded chairs behind the door. And then always for there for like, I don't know, 8 months. And then one day I had a cold. I was doing laundry, already gross. And I slammed the door. And then I heard just other slam, smash. I'm all sound effects, by the way. And then I thought, what is that? And then I tried to open the door, which I had not locked. And the folding chairs had blocked between the wall and the door. And they were the exact perfect size. That they had fallen in and just, like, they hadn't fallen at, like, an angle. They had completely barricaded me out of my own apartment. And there's no real windows to get in or out of my apartment, which I discovered that day. So then our landlord came down and I explained what happened. And I thought he was going to be really mad, but he found it hilarious and then literally broke down the door. Like, it was some bad 80s Die Hard. And I think he was super into it. Like, he was like, don't worry, I'll just kick down the door. And then he kicked it down and, like, the top half of the door folded down. And then we sort of got the chairs out and opened the door. And the door's never really been the same since.
But you're right. It does make a noise. I can always tell when you come home.
Yes.
There's, like, a distinct sound to your door opening.
There's no sneaking in and out of this house.
I don't know if you're coming or going, if it's you or Luch, but I know somebody is going in and out.
Our Jen and Julie and our other friend neighbors, they call it the dog bark.
It's the dog bark.
Yeah, they're like, but then I kind of like it because we go to each other's apartments and I leave the door unlocked. But yep. Then if anyone's getting in there, I'm sure I would hear that more than someone picking a lock. Just like, oh, someone's gone into our apartment.
It's so true. Remember the day that a bird flew into my apartment? Oh, studio audience. One of our studio audience members was actually a hero in this case. So I am notorious for leaving my window open in the summer, obviously.
I don't know if that's something to be notorious for.
This is...
Oh, sometimes in summer when it's hot, I open my windows. Notorious.
This is as badass as I get, you guys. Yeah. I open my window and I don't even have a screen on it, okay?
Oh, shit. That's what she's known for, y'all.
Known for. And I knew for years now that eventually one day a bird was going to fly in. I just knew. Like, it was like I was picturing it. Like that book, The Secret. When you always think something over and over again, but instead of me thinking like positive things, like I'm going to be successful, I think a bird's going to fly in my apartment.
So
and
you willed the bird into your
apartment. I basically willed the bird into my apartment. And this one day I was sitting on my couch watching The View. Oh, just so you know, I know, it's shocking. Just so you know, tomorrow The View is going to be on The Chew or The Chew is going to be on The View, just if you're into that. Anyways, I love The Chew and The View. Whatever. I like old lady TV. Anyway, that's not the point of the story.
Does this story have a point? Or?
Yes. Oh, okay. The birdie gets in my apartment and then it nested at like another window that doesn't open. It's up by my Hillary Duff doll and like my little Care Bears. You know that window?
Yeah, I don't like to admit that.
So
know
like the
is.
Little bird was stuck there. For some reason, I kept on thinking a bird was trying to get in through that window. And I was like, oh, thank God that window doesn't open. And then the bird like flew through my apartment and I freaked out. Remember I called you for help? You're like, no.
I can't. I do have a deep-seated fear of birds. And I was like, call the police. Like,
it's true.
But I was being serious. Like, I was like, I can't help you. Like, call obviously people with guns because, but of course, was it Julian and Luch?
Julian and Luch came to the rescue.
So our kind neighbors came to the rescue. But then there was a whole thing.
Five brooms. I think it took us.
Yeah, there were brooms and like blankets.
And it was like Michael Myers, like when we thought he actually flew out the window.
Well, that was the most powerful part of this whole thing where I came in afterwards and they were all like brooms and blankets and they're like, we did it. And I'm like, oh, so you saw the bird fly out? And they were all like, no, I think he just left. And I was like, and then all of a sudden there was like a rustling and then we all like stopped and then the bird flew out from behind the TV.
He was hiding by my boxes of quinoa. Or wait, he was behind the TV for a while, but then he also like nested by my furnace.
Is that when he got into the kitchen?
Yeah, once he was in the kitchen, then he was still there lurking.
I thought like he like rose out from behind the TV.
I think the bird is a horror movie like character. He was terrifying.
Well, you know, there is a movie called The Birds. I'm not here to like step on any dream.
You know me, I only watch Serendipity over and over again. That's the only movie for me.
Who's gonna get on the subway? Oh no, that's a different one.
What?
Oh no, I'm thinking of a different movie.
Who's three drinks in now? Okay. Oh, Blitz. Cheers.
Cheers.
Can we talk about living in LA? Because those were weird situations.
Yeah, I did interrupt you. Go.
No, it's okay. No, I obviously jumped from this living arrangement far too fast to our old one. So we lived in LA, and okay, you lived in my dining room. Which was okay. It was totally.
But describe your room first.
Okay.
That
oh yeah.
Also
my room
sad.
Was fucking
It sounds
weird.
Like that's hobo-esque.
No, her room was fine. It was dressed up with dining room furniture that my roommate had won on The Price is Right.
True.
Like she lived with a deluxe hutch from like.
I did not have a dresser. I had a hutch.
Shit hutch.
For a dresser.
You had like the B side. You know, like the B side. Showcase, you know, there's always like one good showcase and there's one shit showcase, and my roommate won the shit showcase. So anyways, it was like all the dining room furniture, the hutch. That was your room.
Yeah, so my dresser was like a hutch with a broken glass thing.
Oh yeah, I think it like got broken in like when they delivered it. It took us like 8 months to put it together because we just, I don't know, nobody was that excited about the prize, so we never put it together. And then we finally did, it was totally broken.
Aww.
Nobody cared. Anyways, but you lived in a showcase room.
Well, and then also my room was adjacent to the kitchen and the hallway.
That's true.
But yeah. Just to avoid any trouble, there was an air mattress.
Right, because you were allergic to cats.
Yeah, there was a cat. And that cat was possessed.
That cat was psycho. That cat was scarier than the bird that flew into my apartment.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it was up there. Because it had, like, it knew what the deal was and then would be subversive and a jerk.
I want to write a movie, and I just cast that cat and that bird in the movie, and they just, like, fight each other. Do you like it? No.
Like, I like how you actually looked at me. Do you like it? And then looked into my eyes and knew I didn't like it at all.
Come on. We all know how lazy I am. I'm not writing anything. Anyway.
Well, I mean, that's not a movie idea. So be like, oh, there was this fucked up cat and this, like, bird that came inside.
This is the best idea I've had so far throughout my life, just so you know. Okay, so.
I didn't know you were a screenwriter. I'll have to be nice to you.
Only when it comes to animals. Lover, it's almost time for my next beer. She just got up to go to the kitchen. I should have got her sooner. It's like, anyways, whatever. So anyways, my room was a bit of a shitstorm because, so we live in this house in like Miracle Mile area of LA. We were like the only shiksas on the block for sure. A very Hasidic Jewish neighborhood. We were. And so I had this room that I guess was probably made for children. And I didn't have a private door to my room. So I always had to walk through one of my roommate's rooms to get to my room. So there was definitely a lack of privacy between the three of us. Because, like, if they brought home a guy, then they'd have to text me and be like, don't walk through my room, walk through Lisa's room, or don't walk through my room, walk through Melissa's room.
So you could walk through two different rooms, but regardless, you had to walk through a room.
I had to walk through a room to get to my room. And then if I had to bring home somebody, I'd be like, oh, God, don't make a lot of noise, please. Let's just, like, make it sound like one person walking through a room and not two, you know? I was protective over that. And that room had, like, seven windows. Do you remember it? Like, seven windows in my bedroom.
I was really frightened of that room, to be honest. I can't say I spent a lot of time there. I think I saw it once.
All right. And if you know...
I like how you're just brushing. All right.
I know. Well, if you know how disorganized I am... All right, so if you have seven windows in a bedroom, obviously you need blinds, right? But I'm super not... Like, we couldn't even figure out how to get a podcast online. What are the chances I know how to put up blinds? Like, I didn't know. So I asked Ernesto. Do you remember Ernesto?
Yes.
He was a busboy at our work. That's another story. Us working together. Yeah. We'll have another podcast about our short-lived time as coworkers. Where I taught Christine how to wait tables, and she was like, so what do? I just, like, what? I just ask them what they want and then bring it to them? And I was like,
no, yeah, that's not what it was. I'd never waitressed, and I never would again, for obvious reasons. So then I just, like, got all these shifts, and then I was just standing there, and then I'm like, so do I just go up there and be like, asked them what they wanted to drink and shit. And then they were like, yeah.
That's how it works.
Awkward.
That's the best
time. And then I would like open the restaurant and like bartend. Like it was just like.
We had way too much responsibility.
We had a lot of power there.
We did have a lot of power. Too much power. We should just do one episode on working in a restaurant together. There's good stories. But anyways, so Ernesto was a busboy. So I asked him, he doesn't speak English very well, right? Not going to say what nationality he is. He's a busboy in LA. You can figure it out. And I'm like, Ernesto, do you know how to put up blinds? And he's like, blinds? I'm like, yeah, you know, like cover windows so can't see in. And I'm kind of acting it out, right?
Well, you have very strong improv. I mean, I know this is only a podcast. You're really missing out.
You can't even see this act out, you guys, but it's powerful. It's bang on. So I asked Ernesto to do this, but he just goes, yeah, yeah, I can do, right? Cover window, can't see in. He gets that, right? So he shows up at my house, and he has, like, all this weird stuff on him. Anyways, he thinks he's tinting my windows. And I was like, oh, God. I almost went with it, too.
You should have just gone with it.
Shut up. Wish maybe was going to tint the windows.
I'm sure the landlord would have been thrilled.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't there, like, a peeping Tom for a while at that house? Or was that just somebody's weird ex-boyfriend? Something was going on.
Well, you know what? I think it was... because remember, we have those recycling bins on the side of the... house, mm-hmm. which isn't popular in America to recycle. I noticed that. There used to be a guy who would always come through our recycling and he'd look for the things that he could return for money.
Right.
So there was that guy, but he didn't creep me out. I was like, oh, he's just like going to work. Like, that's fine. That wasn't too creepy. Is that who you're thinking of?
I don't know. I just remember there was some sort of peeping Tom incident or I don't know.
No, nobody. I like seven windows in my.
That house was insane. It was like L.A. for a while. Like, didn't like eight girls live there?
We had a lot, and like, any Canadian who came to town for like, you know, what's it called? Pilot season. Sorry, that's sad. I don't know what that's called. yeah, but we'd always have visitors and stuff like that.
It was
Canada.
Always like packed, and then I remember not, like it would be hot, and then it would just be like. Eight girls all like sucking on like
and,
lollipops. It was like, this is somebody's fetish.
Have you ever lived with like four chicks before? You know that there's like cold wars going on all over the house. It's true. Okay, so my roommate Lisa, okay, we had the exact same brand of, they were quite expensive, eye makeup remover pads.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I know, but anyways, she had her shelf. I had my shelf, she had her shelf in the bathroom, right? And I guess she ran low way faster than I did. Because you know how drunk I come home usually most nights. Like I'm taking off my makeup. Anyway, so I had like a good supply of them, right? Then all of a sudden, magically, I get this jar of eye makeup remover pads that's almost empty. And hers is all full again. And then I'm like, are you sure those aren't my eye makeup remover pads? And she goes, no, those are mine. Those are on my shelf. And then Guess how I nailed her?
How?
I
poisoned them.
No.
He put cyanide in them.
I finally noticed that because mine were bought in Canada, mine had French labeling on it. It was in English and in French. And so I grabbed them off the shelf. I was like, no, these ones are mine because these ones have French labeling on them. So yeah, suck it.
Whoa.
Girl from Long Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I nailed it.
Now that's good. Finally, Canada has some redeeming qualities.
That is our redeeming quality. You could tell that our stuff is different than our American roommate stuff because we have French labeling on everything. Oh, first slur of the podcast. Did you hear that?
And you're all fired up. Like, all this
fired up.
Eye makeup removal emotion.
Those were, I know, I knew that those were my eye makeup remover pads. Don't you have any, like, powerful roommate stories where you're getting, like,
a
It's not like you don't like the person. It's just this, that's just.
Yeah, well.
You know shit's going on.
It's not ideal. I think I've always had roommates, pretty much. And then now my husband is my roommate.
That's
which
weird.
I should technically just call roommate.
Oh, a first applause break. Live studio audience.
Live studio audience.
Is the husband. Very cute.
So I don't think I've ever been roommate-less, and then also husband included in roommate.
I lived with my boyfriend once in L.A. This is before that house. But I lived with him and his roommate.
How was that?
It was like what you always do in life when you're not making money. It was just all about cheap rent. Yeah. So each paid like $350.
Right? I've had some good deals. I lived in the Valley of Los Angeles. Yeah.
You live with Angela Sarukas.
And Nikki Payne.
Yeah,
that was
fun.
Weird. And Nikki and I had this giant room with our own bathroom. And we had separate beds. But we also traveled so much, so it wasn't a huge deal. So often I had the room to myself.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, the problem with what we do, well, the many problems with what we do, is, yeah, you're always away and traveling. Like, even in New York, I was paying, like, all this rent and then always being away.
I know, that's annoying, too. Do you notice that today, or I feel like not even just today, in this apartment for sure, but also in past places that I can think of that you've lived in.
Okay.
Do you notice we always have to live across the street from a bar?
Yeah, we have talked about this. Because I had a condo that I loved, and then across the street was the Red Lion that I loved even more. The best.
When I moved to Toronto, all I think about was getting to the Red Lion.
I know.
This like famous bar that I've heard so much about, but I've never been to. Yeah. I couldn't wait. The first day I came here.
Yeah.
And
it was good. Well, like, the owners were our friend. We loved it. We were there constantly.
Oh, I'm just...
I can't believe you're making the studio audience get you a drink.
But my beer is empty. I'm an alcoholic, not a Barbie doll. Okay, I need this replenished when it is empty.
They don't have to stroke the bottle so suggestively.
They couldn't see that.
Well, one of the other things is, like, at this point now, because I've owned a condo, I've lived in many places, I think at this point I'm... into home ownership or just apartments?
I don't even know if I want to own anything. I'm not ready to settle down yet. What if I want to, like, move to New York or something or live somewhere else for a while? No?
I'm not buying that.
Although, this is the first time, I think, in a long time where I haven't lived in either a basement or on a ground floor.
Have you really only had that apartment for 4 years?
Yeah. And then before, I lived with Michelle down the street. We lived in a basement. I lived in on the ground floor in LA. I lived in a basement in Ottawa. It's always been basements or ground floors. And finally, I'm on a second floor. Like Luca. I'm like Suzanne Vega, man. The Suzanne Vega song. Remember that? My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I'm finally Luca.
Yeah, but that woman was being beaten, I think.
Oh, oops. Okay. Bad.
And you live by yourself, so it's even weirder. Are you in danger at your own hands?
Probably. Did I tell you I had a dream the other night that I lived with a turtle? No, I really did. Did I tell you this?
No.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you're a fucking weirdo.
No, I had a dream I lived with a turtle, and here's what I think it means. I think that it means that I'm so messy that I don't even know. I could be living with living organisms somewhere in that apartment, but I just can't tell because there's, like, clothes over top of them.
So what was the turtle doing in the dream?
Well, at first, when I saw him from across the living room, I thought it was a mouse, so I was really terrified that it was a mouse. And then I got
closer.
Which
would be more accurate to your
experience. Oh, I know. We have had a mouse. You didn't have a mouse, did you?
We had a mouse, and then it was just in that period where it becomes, like, from fall to winter.
Exactly. When it starts to rain, all of a sudden.
But then it was a non-issue after that.
No, like, there was one I saw, and then he puts up those traps, and they go away immediately. But anyway, so in my dream, I thought I saw a mouse, and then I got closer, and it was, like, this little turtle.
And then what happened?
I don't know. I just remember thinking, I hope he doesn't crawl into my room at night. That's it. Wasn't even trying to, like, fix the problem.
So let me get this.
I was just kind of hoping it would stay away from me. That's how I deal with problems in life. I'm like, oh, I don't want to fix it. I just hope the problem doesn't really, you know, turn into a big thing.
So you're as proactive in your dreams as in real life.
Yes, I am exactly that proactive.
I like it.
I know.
I've had hellish neighbors, too.
Oh, you
like
have,
like, when we
you?
Lived in that condo across from the Red Lion, the woman who lived below us was... insane, like, unstable, insane, on her own, of her own free will. And then she became obsessed with us, like, actually obsessed. And then she'd be like, I'm an art dealer. And I'm like, I'm a millionaire. And it's like, you're an art dealer millionaire who lives in a basement condo on Jarvis Street. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Don't I remember when I first got deported. That's me bragging, you guys. And I came and I obviously lived on your couch for a while. See, we've all lived in each other's places. I lived in your living room. Yep. And but I remember she come knocking on your door, like, the most mysterious complaints, and I was like, why is that lady complaining?
She'd be like, you're walking in your kitchen. Yep.
Do you remember when I was living on your couch And in the middle of the night, Luch, like your husband, would get up in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And he would be
I'd
like,
be asleep.
I'm going to go kill the Nazis. And then he'd go to the bathroom. Right. And so for the longest time, I thought like killing the Nazis is like, you know, going number two. Like you're going to like stink up a room really badly, like gas everybody out. You know, like I got it. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was like a good way of telling somebody that you're going poo without actually saying you're going poo. And then it turns out, really, after he went to the bathroom, he sat down and played a video game where he really did kill Nazis.
Well, but see, you guys live this whole other life. Good thing you're not
seedy. Do you remember that, mother? You remember that? I killed the Nazis.
Because I would be tucked into bed like a little angel. And then Christina worked a bar job, so you wouldn't be home till like 3.
Definitely.
And then my then boyfriend, now husband, would get up. And then this whole killing Nazis thing took place. But then he would just play, what's it called? Call of Duty? Medal of Honor? Medal of Honor.
That's what he was really, he actually was killing Nazis, but in my mind, he was just like doing
being
powerful
very
things.
Creative with his shit dialogue.
That's exactly what I thought.
I know, that's what
And
you
know me, I was super impressed. I was like, that's funny, man.
I know,
that's
she's good. Right on.
I'm gonna bring back killing the Nazis. I'm gonna start saying that. Where are you going? I'm gonna kill some Nazis. It's about back. Payback's a bitch. Here's my gas.
Well, that is actually terrifying. But that neighbor, holy shit, she was a nightmare. Like, I remember one time, and this is when I sold my condo to get away from her, but she didn't even want that to happen. Like, she wanted us to stay there. She was a mess.
Maybe secretly she wanted to be your friend.
Oh, she was, yeah, she had a whole slew of her own problems, for sure. And, so anyway, there was all this garbage and recycling, and my husband, in true male form, hadn't done his duties. So we had a very brief argument about garbage and recycling, but it was me yelling at him, and it was barely yelling. And I would say if it was yelling, it was not, it was just like, come on, you gotta do this, I gotta go. And then I left to go pay some bills and do some things. In the meantime, based on this mild, not even problem, that was me yelling at him, and yelling is even stretching it. She had called the police that there was some sort of domestic violence, and she was worried I was being beaten to death. That's what she says to the police. Be going, hey, why don't you take out the garbage and the recycling? It's in the hallways in the way. I'm leaving. I'll see you in a bit.
Or maybe it was just me jilling off on your couch. And she got the noises confused.
Yeah, well, either way. So then I go off, and then the police show up and, like, interrogate my husband. And then they're like, where's your wife? Where is she? And then I had left my purse. I had just taken my wallet. They're like, why is her purse still here? Is she in a closet?
Oh,
and he's
shit.
Like, what are you talking about? And then, of course, he charmed them and was all like, I'm the best. And they were like, you are. And then so anyway, and then they were like, and then they phoned me all like laughing. And then they're like, this guy, he doesn't even know when exactly your birthday is. You should beat him. And they're all, ha. And then they went down and told her to shut up.
You brought up another interesting thing that I decided we could relate back to today's living arrangements. You brought up garbage.
Oh, shit.
I know. You guys, you don't understand. We live on a major street in downtown Canada, and we only have one garbage day, but we don't have, like, a garbage chute. I know you probably think we all live in a penthouse, but we live in this building, but we only have one garbage day.
Just as a quick aside, because we're getting back to this, because this is powerful, but Christina has changed on all her mail, calling her apartment either suite
or true.
Like penthouse, then the number to make it sound more exotic.
Instead of apartment 3 now, I write suite 3.
Because she's like, then people will think we're living in something. I'm like,
exactly. People will think I'm living in like a sweet place, right? Like suite. S-W-E-E-T, not like sweet. Well, anyways, but I write, obviously, S-U-I-T.
I think you should write it S-W-E-E-T.
Sweet 3, I should.
You know what? I'm going to start doing that as well.
They'll just do it sweet 3.
I'll feel better about myself if I get something for sweet
3. Not apartment 3 anymore. But we only have one garbage day a week. I know. We're plowing through this one. Sorry, we're looking at the time on GarageBand. Male voice, 29 minutes. We like our podcast to be half an hour because we're, you know, we just know how long our attention spans are when we drink, so we don't want to take you away from, I don't know, leaving your house or whatever you want to do later. Anyways, but back to the story. We only have one garbage day a week, and it's Tuesday. And
so we're trapped with our garbage all week. There's no, like, weird bin in the back we can dump it. We're supposed to just hang on to it like animals.
And when Tuesday comes, it is so exciting. We're like, happy garbage day. Remember when your husband... he made us all happy garbage day cards and slid them under our door.
Yes, in the
vein. It was like Christmas.
It was like in the vein of Christmas.
Yeah.
We have these garbage days, and may every day be your garbage day. Let recycling happen. It's very, very powerful.
May your day be biodegradable or whatever. I forgot. There were so many. They were so cute, though. But we get really excited. And it's a good cleaning day, because then if it's garbage day, I know I can take everything that I need to throw away. Just like, I go to town. I'm like, oh my God, it's Tuesday.
But then we all meet in the hall, and it's like, who has more room in their recycling bag?
I know, it's true. It's like binge cleaning in a weird way. We're like, oh my God.
What do you think's going on in apartment four? What are their thoughts?
Those people probably think that... I don't know. Like, do you think I want to believe that they think that we're cool. I have a bad feeling that's not the case. I think that they have mere months left. Oh, shit.
Do they? I like to think that
Let's
they
invite
think
them
we're
over
cool.
one day. Do you want to? Do you want to make fun
of
our neighbors?
I want them out so we can move in someone else. We've had apartment parties.
We have. Why do we ever invite them?
What about the mail that Catherine Krug gets?
Oh, yeah. We have one girl. She gets too much mail.
There's one woman who lives on the main floor. She gets mail, like, she'll get a check, a bill, random mail, and then, like, handwritten letters, like, every day.
She gets too much mail, and I don't know why we're all creeped out by it. This is how obsessed we are over dumb things. We're like, this girl's getting way too much mail. Whatever. She does get a lot of mail, though. It's too much.
I still like the fact you think apartment four thinks we're cool. Because if I was in apartment four, I'd be like, those people are the worst.
Do you think we're going to drive them out of this building?
I'd love to, because we can plug somebody in.
Yeah, then if you're cool and you want to live in our building, then you can come live in our building. And if you're not cool, then we're probably not going to tell you that the apartment's for rent. I think we're out of time. Are we out of time?
Yeah, we're out of time.
Did you have a good time?
Are you going to do a music extra? Or?
Oh, yeah. Can I? All right. You could probably tell, but me and Von Hagen have decided that every week we go back and forth over, like, the little intro song. Obviously, I picked a Christina Aguilera song. And obviously she picked Glass Tiger last week.
Don't worry about it. If we're each picking our own songs, it's none of your business.
It doesn't matter. But you'll be, I think after multiple episodes, you'll be able to tell who picked which song, don't you
think?
Well,
and you'll know who's a serial killer and who isn't.
On that note. Uh-oh. I needed to up the volume.
Don't sing along with
me. You like it when I sing along.
I don't like it. It's so bad. Let the song play. Don't.
Okay.